I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Google says he started to enjoy pineapple on pizza recently, and he hates himself for it. Don't do that.
You should.
Canadian bacon and pineapple is a fantastic pizza. It has been since your childhood. Anybody who says otherwise is a fucking liar. You all ate Canadian bacon and pineapple at Papa's when you had pizza parties. Like, don't fucking lie. Don't lie.
Here's a question. Why did they choose Canadian bacon?
It's a good question. I think
American bacon works better. It's saltier, so it counteracts the sweetness better.
I've never tried it. Maybe it is good. I'll tell you what, pepperoni and pineapple's good.
The same thing, because it's got a little more saltiness to it than Canadian bacon. I need a saltier cured meat is what I need.
Pepperoni and pineapple is delicious. It just is.
I think mommy on there.
People just racist against islanders, man. That's what it is. What do you have against Polynesians?
It's probably created by some white guy in Indiana. That's exact. I gotta look it up. I think it is created by someone in the Midwest.
I remember the Caesar salad was invented by a restaurant in Mexico or something. I remember learning that. What else we got? WCP says he threw up in his mouth a little bit after reading it. Again, you're a liar. It's okay. It's okay to be a liar.
I was even more wrong. It was created by Sam Panopoulos in fucking Canada, from fucking Ontario is where it was created.
So Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza was created in Canada. Okay.
So it makes more sense now why they use Canadian bacon and not a better salted cured meat.
Because it was from Canada. All right.
Yep.
They didn't call it Canadian bacon, I bet.
Probably not.
little bit of bacon and pineapple.
They just have shitty bacon, I guess, is the problem with it.
Taylor Swift concerts are not that good right now. What does that mean, WCP? I don't get it. Did something happen with Taylor Swift today? All right. Hang on. I'm going to get one thing, then we'll start.
Ugh. Yeah, what time do you guys get back, King?
Pretty
early today, at least.
Like 2 or something, 2:30 maybe.
Where'd you go?
Sun River.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like Sun River. Did you hit up the Washington?
No, I was going to, but there are people, families that are vegan and celiac, and I just...
Not worth messing with. I hear you.
I wasn't even about to try.
I am...
I got the invite from him, but...
I know. It's tough because, I'm trying to plan a trip out there just with my kid, and that's one of the drawing forces out there, honestly, is to check that place out. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll all get out there eventually, I'm sure. All right. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod, Ski at TSB Ski, King at Jeromney. Join our Discord at Sports Brewery and Discord. That's where you can give us movie and list ideas, all that good stuff. We do Twitch every Thursday, twitch.tv/abrog87 if you want to watch us live. ABRAWG87. You can find those streams on YouTube afterwards if you search for Sports Brewery. You know how searching works. You know how YouTube works. Figure it out. Movie this Sunday is The Baker. It is on Hulu. Stars Ron Perlman. So watch it. It's on Hulu. So it's got Ron Perlman and Harvey Keitel in it, folks. Folks! And Casey Jones from the Ninja Turtles movies. So, I mean, what more do you need to be told? Go watch it. Let's talk about it. It's on Hulu. The Baker. All I want to talk about for an hour is men's basketball.
Let's do it.
That's it.
I just saw a tweet go viral that said, we need to stop comparing this Olympic team to the Dream Team.
Why is that?
And again, we're doing some recycled stuff, but this was the viral tweet.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Because LeBron is past his prime, this person goes. Larry Bird was 34. Magic Johnson was only 32. Magic Johnson was retired. Larry Bird averaged 9 points that year. It was his final year, and he hadn't been good for years. The greatest trick ever pulled is that the Dream Team had a good Magic Johnson and a good Larry Bird. It's a falsehood, people.
Larry Bird was laying on towels on the sideline every single
game. I'm just reading this tweet. They're in their primes, and LeBron is past his. LeBron at 40 is better than Bird at 30, let alone at 35, and better than Magic Johnson at 28, let alone 32 when he was retired and came out. Nostalgia is a hell of a thing, but Jesus Christ, people.
And have that take, like, not right after LeBron had a triple-double in the semifinals. And
right.
And almost like single-handedly, because Steph and KD had huge fourth quarters. And Embiid, too, by the way. Credit is due. Embiid sort of led the comeback for Team USA today. But, like, again, LeBron is fucking a beast, you guys. He is still a beast. He's just about to turn 40 years old, and nobody can guard him. And he can still guard people. How many basketball players in the history of the sport have you ever been able to say that about?
How many minutes did he play tonight, LeBron?
He barely sat, right?
You know,
it feels like a couple stretches where he sat, but that was it.
Just you say that, it's been kind of hard to figure out their minutes because, like, all the sites are really, like, wonky on it.
So I'm looking at the old Dream Team sites stats right now. It's like Bird played average 18. Him and Magic both averaged 18 minutes a game. Right,
LeBron played 32.
32, that's what I thought.
32.
The most, Jordan averaged 23 minutes, the highest of the Dream Team. It was him, Pippen, Drexler, Chris Mullin, and then Barkley, Bird, Ewing, Magic, all were like 17 to 18. It was kind of just, I'm looking at their stats. Barkley
was the best by far. He killed it.
Barkley averaged 18. So I'm looking at how they must have not even tried because they were playing against fucking scrubs.
Well, yeah, they were up by a million. And again, that's the argument is like, yes, the rest of the world now plays basketball. Like the U.S. should not have ever been down by 17 to Serbia.
No.
No kidding. But the best player on the planet plays for Serbia. And someone will go, look at his box score. He only scored 17. Yeah, okay, but we know how Jokic plays. His 17 actual points was probably more like 29-30 in the, you know, assist to get, you know, open shot realm. He's really good at basketball, guys. And again, when the Dream Team was playing, it was Dino Raja, Tony, that damn Last Dance special during the pandemic. There was a 90-minute episode on how they bullied Tony Kukoc because he was a revered big time international player, and it's Tony Kukoc. Guys, what are we doing?
We're gonna have the same story about Bogdanović this year, right?
I mean, Bogdanović would have been the best if Bogdanović was playing right now in that year. Yeah. He would have been the best foreign player playing.
He drops like 50 points a game in the '92 Olympics, like without question. By the way, he wouldn't be the best player. Jokic would be the best player if this Serbia team was like,
I'm just saying, if you took Bogdanović, put him back in time, he would have been the best foreign player in that.
Oh, buckets. I mean, did you guys see Bogdanovich look to Melo and do the food in the dome today? Ooh. Oh my god!
I put that
was an affront to our country.
I put that message in the Discord. I was like,
it's brutal.
He talked shit to Melo, and America took that personally, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I'm glad I was just listening to it. Kind of, I didn't see it. Oh, I only saw the last of the game,
staring right at him, doing the three to the dome. Like, brutal. What are you doing, my guy? And then there's shots of Melo like calling out plays from the sideline, like during the final stretches and stuff. It is great. Like Melo was invested after all that. And by the way, again, we talked about it like last week too, like savvy ass, veteran ass USA men's basketball players. Like
that's what won it. That's what won this game was the
big time. That was it. That was it, dude. It's LeBron's. And you saw it after the game too. LeBron like gathering everybody together and be like, all right, we just won this like amazing game. We probably had no business winning, but we got a gold medal game against France next and we got to fucking focus. Like, LeBron, KD, Steph, like,
oh, it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah,
it'll never happen. Those three playing together, but man, can you just imagine if even at their, you know, quote unquote tail ends of their career, they just it would just be a fun watch.
Give me,
they're really fun to watch together.
They really, really are. Yes,
would they not be that Laker team? Where they brought all the old vets together, you know, like Malone and them, and
well,
Gary Payton.
Yeah, I mean,
Gary Payton won a ring after that Lakers stint. Thank you very much. Like 3 years later, just saying.
Huge part of that team too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. big part of that Heat team.
The glove.
Yeah.
So
I think he did start though.
So, you know,
which doesn't mean anything.
So I need to throw some shade to our Discord a little bit. Because heading into the fourth quarter, it was nothing but talking about how our team, I can say our, it's fucking United States Americans. Of America, United States of America, baby, saying our team was cooked. And I'm sitting there thinking like, all right, well, first of all, it's basketball, so literally nothing outside of the last 5 minutes in a basketball game matters anyways. So, okay. No one's ever truly out of it. And second of all, it's like, you guys, it's LeBron and it's KD
and it's Steph.
Like, no, like guys, Steph can make like four threes in a matter of 45 seconds. Like we've all seen this happen before. Like they're never out of it. Like,
well, It could all
blow up like against France just because France is really fucking good, but I'm never going to count like those guys out like ever.
Badass. They'll probably beat France by like a kind of a boring 13 points.
You think so?
I kind of think so. I think today was a shakeup. Because they had beaten Serbia twice in like 4 weeks. And I know one was a friendly, didn't count. And the other one really didn't count. But whatever. I mean,
this one counts. Get that medal, bitch. Let's go. Team USA. All right. Sorry. I get caught. You guys, I'm not like, I don't get patriotic very often. And so you got to take advantage of it. I don't feel good about this country very often, so
it's Saturday, I know.
It is. Right? Yeah.
Is it like noon our time type of a deal?
Yeah. And like the third place game is like 5 AM our time. It's
Jesus Christ.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't be Serbia v Germany, I guess I won't be watching. Yeah. Good luck to Dennis Schroeder though.
You don't want
to
watch the Wagners?
I mean,
who doesn't want
to? No, actually.
Saturday at 12:30.
12:30, okay.
Yep. Yeah, WCP does mention sending Ant to the bench was sort of the difference. And I can't argue with it because the dude was missing wide open threes over and over again. So
the men are gonna win they're gonna win the gold on Saturday. They are. And then 2028 in LA is going to come, and LeBron's not playing. Def and KD aren't playing. Like, let's just Maybe yeah. one of them does in a very reduced role. Man, I am a little worried about the young guys because they don't play like because Olympic ball is different. Like the consensus is that Carmelo Anthony is the greatest Olympian, you know, men's player ever. And KD is going to get there. He will lapse him on Saturday when they win the gold. Well, but
KD broke the scoring record for
right. But I'm just like,
yeah.
I think he'll be just as decorated with gold medals and blah 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 at that point. And he was killer in 2021 in Tokyo as well. But man, some of the young guys adjust to the game a little bit. Yeah. I don't know if I see Ant and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and I don't know. I think 2028 could the door is definitely more ajar. I think in 2028 to them actually losing. Than it has been really. Oh. I mean, I guess 04 when they actually did get bronze, but
I think in 4 years, you know, like these young guys are going to be 4 years older, and
hopefully
we'll have.
But again, that's different though. They're not playing that FIBA basketball though. They're not playing that different rules and stuff. Like I said, this team could really have used like JaVale McGee on the team, someone that will go and he will. Swat balls out of that rim or dunk that, put that ball back every chance he got because now there's no goaltending like that. No one goes after those balls because they like forget they can.
AD tried to go after one earlier and like missed it. I thought that was pretty funny. And by the way, there's going to be like new guys too, like who we don't even know about yet, probably. So we'll see. All I know is in 4 years, like France is definitely going to be good. Because all of their players are young.
Well, they still have no ball handlers. They're all 7-footers.
Yeah, they got to trot out like 50-year-old Tony Parker. That's what they need to do.
I mean, but Batum is still playing for them. I mean, they're not that good. Let's pump the brakes on France being the dominant.
No, I mean in 4 years.
I mean, they got Wemby, so I feel like Wemby is a we can project out in 4 years, Wemby might be the nuclear option in FIBA play.
Serbia made the semis and nearly ran Team USA off the floor. Serbia was,
before the game started, the second best odds, which was
but asinine. Why is that? Because they have the best player in the world.
But even that was stupid. That was dumb.
Yeah, but in 4 years, you're going to have Blazer legends Donovan Clingan and Cooper Flagg out there for USA, and they ain't going to take that shit.
Yeah. Boobel said Cooper Flagg leading us to gold in 2028. So
yeah, got
to
be honest. I don't know if Klingon's going to be quite the Euro, you know, style player. I got to be honest.
I watched a couple of those summer league games. If you need someone to rebound and block some shots, sure. But yeah, he's not running up and down the court. You know
what are you?
What you need from a
what
big?
Are you doing with your life, Ski? Like
wanted to see what he looked like.
Man,
he only plays like 10 minutes, so you got to watch.
All right. So that was fun to watch. Yes. It was. If you missed it, you should watch the highlights. Because, like LeBron, by the way, like we sort of mentioned it when the Olympics started, how we want him, like if they eventually win the gold, to just like embrace the old, like embrace the gray, embrace the bald, like and
he is dyeing the beard while he's over there.
Beard is fully gray. Hair is not clean. I'm into it. I'm into it. Business. Like LeBron is on a business trip and he's going to come back with jewelry.
And once he gets back, he'll clean that up because then he's got commercials to shoot. So, but now, this is hoops only right now.
Yes, sir. Got Hollywood movies to film.
I did when I was driving back into town today, like Fox Sports Radio picked up. As I was driving in, and Chris Broussard. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Chris Broussard.
Yeah, he's got the nighttime radio show. Yeah,
he used to, yes, he does. He does, and he used to be on ESPN and blah blah blah. Now he's on FS1.
He back in the day, he had some problematic takes.
Yes, and he was very bad at sourcing, like, real
very,
people.
Very religious guy.
Very religious. His take, and this is from the guy that his take on LeBron is, he's not as good as Magic Johnson because LeBron handles the ball too much. Okay, I don't know if you know what Magic Johnson did as a point guard, but he handled the ball a lot. Broussard today blamed the close win today on LeBron's AAU culture. These guys don't know how to play on teams like they did back in the early 90s. They don't know how to play on teams. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I know that plays well for the poster crowd who looks at their childhood bedroom and sees the poster of their favorite player when they were nine. LeBron's going to be 40 in a few months. He's played on a lot of teams. KD and Steph are like 34, 35. They've played on a lot of teams. Like, they're decade plus into the NBA, and all of those are teams. And we're talking about AAU culture. I don't know if AAU, I know it did exist. I know it did exist. AAU culture did not exist in 2002, 1, 2003, whenever it was when LeBron was in high school, like it does now. Like, just we get incredible takes when it comes to Jordan versus LeBron. And again, if you think Jordan's the best player ever, fine. Sure. Don't say LeBron can't be better than Magic Johnson because LeBron handles the ball too much. And don't say this team isn't the same as the dream team because this team doesn't know how to play on teams.
Yeah. How many rings are on this team? All those guys you just listed off that don't know how to play on teams have all won.
All right, LeBron's got four. Teams.
Yeah.
Steph has four. KD has two. That might be about it.
Tatum has one. If he
Tatum has one. Playing. Yeah.
Derek White has one.
Derek White. How can we forget Derek White?
Booker?
Yeah, Booker lost in the finals.
Got one.
I know. By the way.
But yeah, it was just an incredible take.
Again, we
did
always.
Bam get one?
No, Bam's 0-2 in the finals. Yeah, he's 0-2.
We do forget about Booker, you know. Like, when we talk about the future, like Team USA, like, Booker was good today. And he's a good basketball player. He is like in that position where he is completely overshadowed by everybody else on this team right now. But like Booker is good. So
we've seen Booker in the big games where he hasn't stepped up yet. That's
Booker is not
all the
clutch.
Guys we have named. Yeah. All the guys we have named have all stepped up and won games and series themselves. So yeah,
that is a thing. Like none of the young guys, I can't picture them doing what KD has been doing in these Olympics where like they absolutely need a bucket and he gets them three back to back to back. And nobody can
stop Joker.
Yeah.
I mean, even though Joker, I mean, he probably wants to be there, but when he is there, he knows how to win and he'll find the way to win. Problem with the France team right now is, yeah, does Wemby have that in him now?
Yeah.
Right. That's something you got to learn.
We'll find out. Like Wemby's been playing like professional basketball for like 6 years now.
6 years. I guess he might have won. I don't know if he did win in whatever Euro team he was on, but
he must have. Like I find it impossible that he didn't. But yeah, so that was fun. Let's see other Olympic things that happened. Noah Lyles won the gold and had COVID at the time.
Did you know he had COVID when you saw him pre-race yesterday?
No.
I was like, oh, he's got COVID. He's wearing a mask. It's 2024.
Yeah.
Like, he's got COVID.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So, but that's my whole problem with Lyles was if you have COVID and you're sick, you're not 100%, don't come jumping out there with all your antics like you're perfect and 100% and then pull a Paul Pierce after you get bronze and have to get wheelchaired out of there. It's like
that's really soft. Hey, yeah.
Yes. Hey, if you're not feeling well, hey, I get it, dude. You're not 100%. You don't need to act like, you know, you're about to smoke everyone now. I mean, he was doing like cartwheels out there before the race. It's like, oh, he's good, right? Oh, then he got torched by two guys.
So I mean, the assumption is he had COVID like the whole time, right? Like when
I think they said they interviewed him currently with COVID right after the race. So he started feeling shitty like 2 days ago.
Okay.
So after the 100, in between the two, he woke up feeling shitty.
So maybe. So. I mean, maybe. Knowing what we know about this now, yeah. So how, by the way, like, do you need to see anything else to see how different the last Olympics were to this Olympics? Like, you had a guy compete knowing he had COVID. Like,
that guy would have been, he would have been on a plane the second he tested positive. Like, you're out of here.
No, they would have canceled the events that the people who were around him were involved
in. Oh, you're in close contact with him? Oh, you're all, you're all isolated.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't have got it in the first place. Because they would have been isolated, which, frankly, they probably should have been while they were there if they were really taking it, like, super seriously. But I don't know. You win a gold medal, you do things you probably shouldn't do, I guess. But, yeah, by the way, the gold medal run, like, was pretty crazy, too. Like, honestly, probably the worst start he's ever had in a race, and then he somehow comes back and wins. The photo finish was rad. So, don't get a lot of photo finishes like that.
No. I will say, it is interesting that 100 always reigns supreme, right? It doesn't matter if you, like, City McLaughlin and that Galloway who did the hurdles. I mean, they won it in a landslide. Yeah. Yet, it's always, you know, the 100 people that, you know, are the big stars of it all, right?
Yeah, it's like Sydney McLaughlin is more impressive, I think.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, kind of by a lot, just because, like, nobody else in the world is even close to her.
It's her and that woman that throws discus for the U.S. Mm-hmm. If you look at, like, the world record throws, they have 9 of the top 10 themselves. It's like, that's impressive. Not.
But that said, the 100 meter dash is it.
Like, yeah, I know.
Like, is there a better event?
1500 is a great event to watch, I think.
1500 is cool, but
I think it's a better event.
Since the beginning of time, it's like the 100 meter, like, who is the fastest? It's like ingrained in us as children. Like, we literally race each other since, like, as soon as we can walk. 100 meter is it, man. It is.
I think it should be that. I think the 110 hurdle should be it, because the chance of someone just to eat absolute shit is there with the hurdles. It should be more highly viewed.
100 meter hurdle?
I find hurdles boring.
See, I like the hurdles. I like the hurdles because I saw some chick just, like, tear her hammy and eat shit. And then the steeplechase, I saw a guy die. So that's better viewing for track and field for me.
I've never liked hurdles either, dude.
It doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. Steeplechase, is that the one with the water?
Yeah.
The water feature? Yeah, yeah.
Did you not see the video? I put the video in our Discord of that.
Oh, yeah.
Of the guy down. It was like the final, like, the big hurdles that they jump over. He just clips it and then hammers the back of his head on the ground. Oof. And is just motionless. So everyone pretty much tries to jump on his face.
In the water?
No, it was one of just the other hurdles.
I'm just like imagining him face down.
Just drowning.
I know. No. that's not good. By the way, the 1500 was cool. I mean, a duck won a gold medal, so that's cool. And it was another one of those, like, huge comebacks at the last second too, where he just overtook two people.
I don't know if I like the 1500 more because of my degeneracy with horse racing, because it sets up like exactly how horse racing does. You got the people that go out front and try to hold on, and you got the people that sit back and bide their time and then come storming back.
And they don't have their own lanes, which is
and
nice.
They don't have your, because jockey for positions and things.
Yeah, you're jockeying. Like, you can come up on the inside like horse racing. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. 1500 is cool. Yeah, Cole Hawker.
Hawker,
never heard of him before this race, but good for him.
We understand you don't watch sports. That's insane. That's insane.
He's literally getting his name up in the Bowerman Tower, like, as we speak.
Like, literally.
Good for him.
We knew who he was.
Like, he went to Oregon. I'm not sure if you knew that.
Have you heard of a guy named Steve Prefontaine.
Do you know who Ashton Eaton is? Now, Marcus Mariota? Ring a bell?
Steve Prefontaine. He's that guy who has like the monument because he died drunk driving, right? Isn't that the guy? Yeah. All right. Cool.
Probably, I think it was high in cocaine as well. But,
cocaine.
Probably won a natty if Marcus didn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is. Just saying.
Who did?
Steve Prefontaine.
He won a natty?
Won college.
Good for him.
Yeah. Who's Cole Hawker? Like, what an insane thing to admit. Never heard of him.
I didn't say who's Cole Hawker.
You could have just
kept
that in your back pocket and pretended the whole time.
I didn't say who's Cole Hawker. I just said I'd never heard of him before he won this race.
I mean, that's...
I know who he is now.
Semantics right there.
Like the rest of America.
You do.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys are like going out to Hayward, watching a lot of track and field, and you know.
No, I just have the internet.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. All right.
Helpful tool in today's society.
Yeah, your algorithm's all hooked up on that track and field news. Yeah.
You seem defensive that you don't know that these great track and field guys come from Oregon.
I'm not defensive. I am comfortable in my lack of knowledge. I'm just calling bullshit on both of you. Giving me shit for it.
He went pro a year early, like a year ago. What are you doing, man? Stop doubling down on this one. It was very local news. Yeah. Very local news.
Do we have that anymore? I thought we didn't have a local newspaper.
Tune
anymore.
Tune into some K-Val every now and then.
Seriously.
I'm sorry, I haven't watched the local news since Kristen Rogers left. Sorry, man.
Man. Just guy won four titles for Oregon. He's just
since Steven Nelson left.
He fucking wants to talk about fucking Doug Musgrave, Bill Musgrave. It's just insane.
Pick a Musgrave. Yeah.
Didn't know who Cole Hawker was.
Wait, so you do watch the local news?
I don't need to. They throw clips up on social media.
I feel like you're dodging the question, but that's okay.
Don't turn this on us. You're the guy who didn't know Cole
Hawker.
So
you're big K-Val guys, yeah? Sinclair Media, big.
Just saying, we know things. I'm just saying.
All right, cool. Couple of
what do they call the track stadium that Oregon plays at?
Couple of Sinclair Media boys over here, yeah. Some of that Kool-Aid,
man. Just a death spiral from this guy.
Death spiral.
It's just embarrassing stuff.
Just Trump up here just floundering.
Yeah,
things,
just like, he's gonna hold his old press conference tomorrow. Yeah. Really, no, he knew who he was the whole time.
Nobody knows more about Cole Hawker than me. Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah, but I will say, Hunter, I can't remember if it was 21 or 22. But when he did leave, it was like kind of a it was newsworthy that he left.
I'm supposed to know about a track guy from like 3 years ago.
Yeah, he left early.
Get
it was
off
a thing.
My ass.
You were at home like every other American during the lockdowns, and you missed the Cole Hawker news. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Hawk you.
Hawk yo. Yeah.
You Hawker.
Okay, moving on. what else we got? I mean, we could dunk on Colorado like everybody else did. I mean,
I think the nation has already done its job.
I know. It really feels like Twitter came together on that one, right? Like, so if you don't know what we're talking about, Colorado posted a video on Twitter that said dimes only, had the emoji for like the dartboard. And it was a video of Shedeur Sanders dropping back in the pocket, throwing a pass up the right sideline, and then a very clearly edited shot of a receiver catching the ball that was not the receiver he threw to in the video of him passing it. They tried to make it seem like it was the same video. It very clearly was not, and it was really obvious.
They doubled down on it. They put out another video from way far away.
Yep.
Like sniper vision is very far away.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Guys, like, we have eyeballs, and we saw what was happening in the video. So the rest, like, every other sports program on the face of the earth, like all of them, like even non-football ones,
non-football ones are the great ones.
Like, yeah, they were just posting their own fake videos, and it was great. The Hawaii one was fantastic. Like Booble said it in the chat too. Like the Hawaii one was their quarterback like taking a snap in practice, going back to throw, throwing it, and then a clearly edited clip of a defensive lineman for Hawaii in full uniform from a game catching an interception and then running it back. It was pretty fantastic. Yeah.
They were getting dunked on by bowl game accounts.
The Fiesta Bowl one. Yep.
You know, you put out a bad tweet or whatever. I don't even know what they put it on Instagram for.
It was a tweet. Yeah.
Was it a tweet? Yeah. You know, when bowls are taking shots at you, someone should probably get let go, whoever is their social media person.
Did Oregon do one? I don't think they did.
The Fiesta Bowl did,
and it was a video of Nick's clearly in practice, and then he throws the ball, and it's Tez catching it clearly in the game. Yeah. Oregon's too good for that.
Well, Oregon's embroiled in their own social media controversy. Holy shit. I didn't know people were so mad about this little Hard Knocks-esque four-part series they're putting out.
What are they mad about?
Because it's titled That Team Out West, and there's just a little quote of Dan Lanning being like, oh, I hope they hate us. You know, we're just that Team Out West. Like Dabo Swinney says, oh, we're just little old Clemson, just little old Clemson. Steve Spurrier, oh, we just Florida. It's just a thing people say. And Ohio State's like, we call Michigan that team up north. They're trying to be our rivals. Be mad. Because apparently Michigan and Ohio State have cornered the market on saying that team that's a directional thing. Because if you listen to any modicum of sports radio ever, especially during college football season, like Seattle, like whether it's Softy or Hugh Millen or a coach for Washington, they'll say like that team from the South, or you know, Arizona will say, oh, that team up north in Tempe. It's not. And I know Michigan and Ohio State, that team up north is a real thing. I totally get it. They put it on. It's just the title for a stupid in-house production propaganda piece, which most colleges should be doing. We're not trying to make – if they print shirts to say that team out west, okay, I'll give you that. But when I saw the video, I was like, oh, it's a cool 30-minute video. And then I saw, why are there 1,000 comments – all from Big Ten country. Purdue fan, they lack class. Northwest fan, get them out of the league. We never wanted them.
Did they watch Michigan the video? Fans.
Huh? Like,
did they watch the video?
No, of course not. Because
it's really classy. Like,
it's just a good video. Yeah, of course.
Hold on, extremely well-made video.
Hold on. You just asked if online person went and got the actual knowledge of the link they were reading, watching for being online. Of course not.
You mean,
well, watching like a 27-minute long video.
Right. And it's insane just on the heels of last week during Big Ten Media Day when Nebraska fans were like, why did the Oregon mascot show up to our press conference? Because the Big Ten fucking network was like, that's a popular mascot. Let's create content. And you want to know what? Less than 24 hours later, the duck was at Iowa or Illinois. And he's been to all of them. You want to know why? Because the Big Ten network likes content, but they're so unclassy. Why would he ask Matt Rhule a question in the end of July? He's a mascot. Get him out of our league. You want to know what, Nebraska? You're not even an AAU school anymore. In your fucking face, losers. Eat that transcript talk. Academic smack. Losers. Eat your corn. Iowa corn's better.
The duck was on Pat McAfee's show. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to tell me that's not... That's just reeks of conference, you know, figureheads going, hey, let's just get it around as many places as possible. Yeah. Promote our conference.
Yeah, promote the new kids, right? Because we're old, we're this old, stodgy fucking conference, and we just brought like one of the biggest brands in the country into our conference. Let's promote the fuck out of it and get people excited and talking, which they're doing.
It is weird that they have not really been promoting USC, which
I was going to say that.
Which we could say is the bigger gets. I mean, if you get that market and stuff and history, yes. But I haven't seen anything. I mean, it's gone to the point where I'm sick of seeing these stupid things where the Ducks like standing outside a stadium, like saying like, let me in. It's like, I'm over it. But that says how bad USC is, where they don't want to promote them at all.
That's what I was thinking, is like, Ohio State shouldn't be mad. USC should be mad.
Yes.
Because USC is supposed to be the one with all the history and supposed to be the one, like the actual big draw that they got in that conference. They're not. Like, they're not. And I think it really seems like the last month is really showing like you a lot. Like, we know because we've been watching the Pac-12, but like it shows you a lot about where USC is nationally, like, and how people actually see them. Like, yeah, they're always ranked way too high going into a season. Like, that's always going to happen. But I don't think anybody takes them seriously right now. And I think it's probably been a while.
Yeah, like I said, which is, I mean, it's good that they're ranked higher nationally now for us, because now all of a sudden, you know, we're going to have all these higher ranked teams we play. That's the only good thing about, that's probably the one biggest benefit to joining the Big Ten, is all of a sudden now we get to play against overhyped Penn State, overhyped Nebraska. You know, they're always, we're not going to have that dog shit, you know, half, three quarters of our schedule is against unranked teams anymore.
It's sort of what we talked about before, right? It's like,
I turned it back on.
Joining this conference means you can lose a couple games.
Scoop ice out of the thing or just nothing.
Exactly.
I did turn it back on.
You trying to make dinner?
No. Now, ice talk.
Oh, okay. Big ice talk.
It's a fucking refrigerator.
We just lost your audio.
Yeah, I unplugged this and you have to hear my ice talk.
No, we did hear the ice talk.
We did.
Yeah, we just didn't hear you for a second.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was like, oh, we unplugged it.
So something about it. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Getting your refrigerator game set. I get it.
Yep.
All right. Okay, anything else we want to talk about?
I mean,
Harbaugh got the show cause thing, I guess. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, Michigan, so now that we're in the Big Ten, I guess, like, we should probably worry about if Michigan is going to get sanctions. So we'll see. Probably not, but we'll see. Like, four-year show cause is, like, significant. Like, that's a lot of years. I mean,
he's never coming back to college. So.
No, but I'm saying, like, in terms of show cause penalties, that's a pretty big one. So I don't know what that means in terms of future stuff, but.
I don't know how that gets pushed, the Connor Stallions thing gets pushed all onto him.
Well, no, it right. This didn't have anything to do with Connor Stallions. This is because of
that,
like,
wasn't involved
the,
in all.
No,
with
this is
Connor
from
Stallion.
This is from the COVID recruiting stuff, where he did like bad recruiting or whatever. So, yeah. So we haven't even seen what's going down with the Connor Stallion stuff yet. So, I don't know. I said it in the Discord. Like, they won a national title, so fuck it.
Yeah, they
worth it. Yeah, you got a ring. Worth it. You could suck for 20 years now. It doesn't matter. Got a ring. Yep. Okay. Do we want to do the list?
Well,
it's early.
I mean, there is.
It's early.
I mean, there is your team's turmoil going right now. I mean, technically, NFL, there were two NFL games on today.
Yeah, but it's preseason, so.
I know, but as we talk about, I mean.
Do you want to talk about Ayuk?
Your best receiver wants to leave.
He does. Yep. Yeah, it's weird. Like, the Ayuk stuff is weird because you keep hearing about it from both sides, and then you see him at practice, like, dapping up his coach and John Lynch, and you're like, okay, well, are they gonna? Do they have a deal? Like, is he gonna return? And basically, no. But then you hear, like, there's deals in place with the Patriots, and then Ayuk said he doesn't want to go to the Patriots, and so that's out now. And then, like, there's a possible deal with the Browns, which, why would you want to go to the Browns? And then the Steelers, which, okay. I see why he wouldn't want to go to the Patriots. Like, I understand that. But, you know, like, go to Cleveland? All right.
I think the problem is I saw some, it was a prominent, like, Bay Area writer guy. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the whole Ayuk thing. And he says, you know, his whole thing was pretty much just like,
Was it David Lombardi?
I don't think it was Lombardi, but it could. It might as well have been. He pretty much just said, tough shit, Ayuk. You're going to have to play with this, like, one-year deal they got for him. And then...
Oh, it sounds like Ray Ratto. That's classic Ray Ratto.
And then they're going to franchise tag you the next year. And it's pretty much just bend over and take it. He says there's nothing you could do about it. But he can. He could sit out.
Yeah. He could. It means him not getting like $14 million. So that is his choice if he really wants to do that.
Yeah.
WCP is saying he thinks the Steelers have already pulled out of talks about it. So,
well, I'm sure the Niners wanted something just insane for him.
Yes, as they should. Yeah. He's their best receiver. You don't just like give away your best receiver for no reason. That's not how the 49ers have gotten good. Like, you know. So we'll see.
The problem is you're also supposed to pay your best receivers.
He tried
like
to.
They did with
Debo. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they paid their second best running back a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their first best running back.
Yes.
And their best defensive lineman. And their other best defensive lineman. And their linebacker. And their tight end. And their
offensive lineman.
Left tackle still wanting. Yeah. He's still not practicing. So we'll see.
No. They're just fucked. They have to be fucked.
Yeah. It's weird. Unless they
find a way to use the magic. Yeah. Where you just move money around, you know, the whole, you know, be Mahomes. Everyone should need to be Mahomes.
They have. I mean,
they'll be fine. They'll be fine this year, but
yeah. This year, yes. But I mean, they're going to have to pay Purdy.
Yeah, once they give Brocktober $50 million a year.
I think that's probably why they're more open to the idea of letting Ayuk walk, is because they just drafted a receiver in the first round. And
was that Pearsall? Is that who you got?
And they know they're going to have to pay Brock next year. So,
do you know where Ricky Pearsall went to college, Braga?
He went to Florida. And
where before that?
Arizona State.
Oh, this guy does watch sports.
He knows his Niner. He knows his Niner.
He knows that white slot receiver.
You better believe it.
See, I hope it happens. I want to see Brock Purdy play quarterback where his best receiver is a white guy. I want to see that.
I mean,
because then we'll really know. Yeah. Then we'll really be able to compare him to Mahomes, because Mahomes is having to do that for since Tyreek left.
Fair enough. A lot of wide receivers experience Super Bowl stuff. It happens. It happens.
AK-47 says top three athletes I've never heard of should be our list. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Montana Bonds Mariota, says Google. Oh yeah, Big Ten Plus. Thanks for the reminder. I gotta do that. But somebody repost that in the Discord. Yeah, if you're listening to this, like, hit up our Discord. There's somebody, I think it was WCP, found a link to like a free year of Big Ten Plus. So get in there. You can find the link to it. Yeah, thanks for that.
I didn't even look at that. Are they actually gonna air games on that?
It's a lot of basketball games in November, early December,
baseball,
and then a shit ton of spring sports. So if you're really invested in spring sports, it's great. We know 90% of people aren't, and they will discontinue the free year. But, you know, whatever. It's a free year.
Well, totally. I'm going to be intrigued, I guess, now for the basketball season. Like, are they going to shove a duck game on that? And, like, locally, we're not going to be able to watch a duck game?
I think that's kind of what I was reading. Yeah, is there's kind of a few real shitty games, like when they play Concordia or George Fox or
that Alcorn State game, kind
of. Yeah,
thing.
Some of those bad ones. Yeah,
throwing shade. Jeez, guys.
Probably Oregon State. There you go. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Booble drops our Sharks' first preseason game September 22nd. So that's coming up. It's coming,
it's coming up.
It's coming up, boys.
Or you know it.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Sharks.
Sharks. Rawr? No.
Gonna have to get a new image going for the podcast when people click on it. It's got to be in the shark's nest.
Shark's nest.
It's tough though, because sharks don't really make sounds. Like
they don't. Yeah.
You just is it just thrashing water? Is that's, that the
that's,
sound?
That's what I was saying. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Do you just type in gills, water running through gills as a sound? Like yeah. I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Should we just use like a whale sound, like whales that, talking? Like would that work?
That would be good. Okay. Yeah. Rip something from an Enya song where there's just that whale kind of.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. I think it's pronounced.
Do you guys fuck with it? I think did your parents fuck with Enya when you were kids?
I think it's pronounced Wale. Yes. Yes. Enya was. Well, Enya was just big at the time, anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody.
And I remember so many Enya walk into rooms. Like, I'm like, I can't escape this Enya.
Well, in every like store we
you
went into, every store we went into had like Magic 94 on it. So Enya was being played.
Man.
On that too.
What about Rich? You think Enya's made $100 million in, I'm assuming, her career? I don't know enough about Enya other than whale songs. And...
You don't know that like Enya's a female?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I've heard plenty of voices that they could be female, but it's just a beautiful, I don't know, not baritone, but you know, some other key.
All right. CelebrityNetWorth.com. Enya. Let's take guesses.
I'm going to say 102 million.
Okay. Ski, what's your guess?
I'm going to say like 85 million.
Any guesses in the chat too? So you said 85. What'd you say, King?
105? 102 million.
102 million. All right.
Sure.
I got Enya's net worth at 150 million.
You can say she's generationally affluent. Whale sound.
Counting these rocks, bitch.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
I might have to listen to some Enya tonight.
Good stuff.
Put a warm stone on my back. Listen to some Enya.
Would you be able to pick Enya? I mean, I'm looking at currently.
Are you
looking
kidding
at...
me? No.
That's what she looks like.
No, that's the mom from Home Improvement.
Yeah. I mean,
Patricia Richardson?
There's a little better picture of her when she was a little younger.
All right.
Oh, that's Demi Moore.
That is absolutely
Demi Moore. That's Ghost.
That's G.I. Jane right there.
Picture Ghost.
Literally Ghost. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
Ski, why are you trying to like lie to us right now? I don't understand. What's the motive?
I'm just saying I think maybe she was just AI generated.
I mean, listen to her songs. I think you're probably right.
It's like Swedish subterfuge. Is that what's going on? Is she from Sweden? Where's she from?
I don't know. Her and Bjork, I don't think, are real. So
Bjork's real. I saw her in the swan costume at the VMAs. When the VMAs meant a thing, goddammit. When we were a proper country, if you got a moon man, you were a made man or woman. Generally a man, though. Justin Timberlake got more than Britney Spears. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Dirty Pop? Who's to say?
Who's to say? Wow. Her real name is not Enya. That's for sure. Where would you say? So,
no.
Real name is, I don't even know how to pronounce it. E-I-T-H-N-E. So Itni? Padragin Ni Bohnain. Where would you
say?
She's
gotta be from like Norway.
Where would you say Finland. She's from, King?
She's Nordic.
If I pronounce it differently,
I'll say Sweden.
Definitely know. She's from Ireland.
Yeah, see, that's close to the UK. I don't care about that country.
Irish got the shit raped out of them by those Vikings. I'm sure she's got.
Whoa.
All they did.
Stop being historically accurate. It's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
please.
Eesh.
I do.
And you want to hear about school vouchers while I'm at it?
I was gonna say I don't necessarily chuckle, but I kind of find it funny all these British people going after all the foreigners right now. Have you seen that? Have you seen that in the news, Braga? All those British people are very upset with the foreigners, and I just always think of like
the band.
Why are they upset with the band Foreigner?
Because they're cold as ice.
They are as cold as ice.
Fucking nailed it. No, we're done. Like, we're done, Ski. You don't need to talk about it anymore.
Like, give me some DNA tests for all these fucking slack-jawed British folk, and it's going to be like 20% Nordic, at least.
Yeah.
It's like...
I think
I'm glad I poisoned the British well. It's coming along. It's coming along great.
You guys listen to the Conan podcast at all?
I've dabbled, but like, not religiously.
So he what's her name from Friends? Phoebe.
Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow. So he had Lisa Kudrow on. Lisa Kudrow has this show where she like does the background of people. They like do DNA testing. They find out like who their ancestors were, all that stuff. And he was like, pretty sure you're not going to find anything, but all right. She's like, no, we always find something. It'll be great. And they literally found nothing. And they found out that he's like 100% Irish. Like, so like literally it's just Irish people. Yeah. I'm like, that's not possible. I'm pretty sure. yeah. All right. Should we do our list? What do you think?
Let's do our list.
Let's do our list. Our list is, and it comes from, I took a picture of it. I think it was Duck Duck Chef who came up with this one. But it is top three sports. So
Olympic sports.
Presuming the Olympics let normals like us in. The top three sports we normals would want to participate in the Olympics. So, yeah, it did come from Duck Duck Chef in the Discord. Sports Brewery in the Discord. Who wants to start? I can start.
My number three.
Go for it.
Trampoline.
It's literally my number three.
Think your knees would hold up?
I've been to enough of those parks. I'm a parent. I've been to trampoline parks.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of an ACL tear. Nope. You confront me with an Achilles tear, I'm a little scared. ACL, I'll eat that shit for lunch. Listen, like a Chipotle bowl.
You listen here, brother. Trampoline's also my number three. I will put on those fancy socks with the little nubs on them.
Grippy socks.
The grippy socks. I'll put on those grippy socks, and I'll tramp all day long, baby. And I'll win a fucking medal. I'll bring back medal for the USA trampoline team, boys. Let's go. Anybody can trampoline.
Like I said, the risk of a knee blowing out would be my concern.
The bigger risk is breaking a neck, I'm pretty sure. Like trying to do a flip on those things, like I would break my neck. All right, Steve.
All right, my number three, I just do like the 10-meter pistol like that cool guy from Turkey, because at least I can look cool doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know, like... I think everybody who did that event looked cool, like because they look cool, but they look cool in their own way, right? Because like you had that guy who's just like whatever.
Did you go cyborg style with all the weird glasses?
Yeah.
And stuff?
Or that one dude who was like sideways, like pointing like this. Like everybody looked cool, man. I love that. Like that was one of the big takeaways for the whole Olympics for me was that sport.
Plus, I also think I could hit the target at least.
Could you?
Yeah, I have fired a handgun before.
Have you seen?
I think I might not be able to hit bullseyes, but I can hit the target.
Have you seen how like actually far away the targets are for the shooting events? Like, because
ten meters isn't as far. It's the fucking archery shit that's insane how far away they are.
I know. Like, did you see the video of that too? They do close ups on everybody in archery, but then if you actually like pull back, it's like the opposite end of a football field. It's crazy.
They're 80 yards away on a football
crazy.
Field.
Crazy. That is so far.
Yeah.
All right. Threes from the chat. Booble says swimming.
A little generic.
You would drown. Yeah. And WCP says high dive. Yeah, no, we've talked about swimming before, Booble. Like, you would get tired in 30 seconds and not want to do it anymore and probably drown. Like, I'm saying. people just can't swim like that. Normals can't swim like that. All right, what's your two, King?
My number two, distance plunging. Are you familiar with distance plunging?
Please explain the sport. As you know, I don't watch sports, so... You know.
It's like if you're running into a pool from ground level and you jump as far out as you can. into the water. That's distance plunging.
That's a thing.
It's just very attainable. It's just a thing. It's just, I'm just saying, it's a realistic thing.
All right. No.
I've jumped into a pool before. Have you?
I support you. Yes.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yes. I need to pin you down on that. Have you? Have you ever jumped into a pool?
Yes.
Okay.
I've jumped off the diving board at Sheldon.
Now you're just bragging. That's different competition.
Thanks. Thanks. No, you do have to be elite to swim in Sheldon's pool, as we all know. So
they do check your FICO score when you go in.
Actually, I think the fucking better ones at Willamette now.
It is.
If we're being honest, that shit's legit.
My number two.
Yep.
Let's see, I'm looking for the easiest, for the way I don't get hurt. So I'm going to do the high jump because I get to land at just a nice cushion.
I just like picture you just like running and diving forward.
I dive on a nice cushion. Yeah. I'll be like those old timey videos of the guys that just like try to jump over it like it's just standard.
Exactly. Right. No, like when high jump first started, you literally just run straight and then jump over it like forward.
Yeah, they landed on like cinder blocks.
This Dick Fosbury, you know, like what a loser. Like
I thought, no, I was like, man, maybe we should give these guys like something to land on so they don't hurt themselves. Like, no, we're good.
What a nerd.
This is the aughts. They'll be fine.
What a nerd.
They're dead. They're gonna die at 34 anyway, so they're good.
Of consumption. My number two is 3-on-3 basketball.
Ooh.
I think
watching
what we saw from our own Team USA, I feel like I could do some damage. I have
give them a jimmer of hope.
Give her a jimmer of hope. You saw me. We've all played Underbridge. We all know how it goes. I can school some random Mexican dudes in the wit. I can take on some random Mexican dudes in Paris. You know what I'm saying?
Eduardo Nájera is not random, sir.
He ain't walking through that door. Tell you that much.
He might be.
He might, actually. I don't know. anyway, number two's in the chat. WCP says shot put. I mean, we can all throw rocks, you know, like. And Booble says water polo, and he says before you talk shit, I played a bit in high school. That shit is more violent than football.
Okay. Yeah, it just sounds very unpleasant to play.
It sounds awful. Yeah, it
sounds terrible.
Even seeing like the goalies just get like blasted in the face constantly.
Yeah. Hell
and
yeah.
You're sitting. They have to just sit there and tread water the whole time, just get crushed.
Speaking of tread water, what's your number one, King?
Sorry. My number one, it's been in and out of the Olympic Games, but it's ballooning.
Hot air ballooning?
Yeah. You just connect it to some hot air and just, or I think it was gas actually, and you just let it go.
The Hindenburg, that shit? Is that what was going on?
Yes, but they did stop using that after Hindenburg. But yeah. Yeah. Ballooning. Because.
Yeah.
I can turn a nozzle.
Yeah.
Again, attainable.
Yeah. I thought you said gooning. It's also attainable. Also
very attainable.
This guy doesn't know Cole Hawker, but he knows gooning. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's online. It's just not for sports, folks.
All right. Woo. All right. My number one.
Internet history.
My number one is going to be an Olympic sport in Los Angeles for the first time, and that is flag football. King, baby! I can throw a football.
Do you think they'll actually send NFL players? Any of them. Like, I'm not talking Tyreek Hill. Like, that's nonsense. But Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Could he line up against countries and just die? I mean, in 4 years, that's not realistic, but you know what I mean. Like, that in 4 years, could Kadarius Toney just be told, run straight? Yeah. You're playing the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Just run straight.
Get like Marquise Goodwin, You know,
yeah, just run a little, just a little 5 yard in and spin. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah,
I think they would have to because didn't like the under 18 American team lose to Japan in fucking football.
They lost to multiple teams this year in that tournament. Yeah.
So yes, we better not see any USFL arena guys.
In fairness, the stupid thing about that is the Americans had to send 18 and unders. And other countries could send like people up to like 22 or something, which again, we should not lose in our own sport. Yeah. But if it's a 22-year-old dude against a 17-year-old dude, I mean, I you know,
there's a big difference between college age and high school age.
But don't get me wrong, I wrote all those superintendents at the high schools those kids played at, mm-hmm. told them to get out of here. They're an embarrassment to our country.
Go on, disgrace. Go on, get.
Yeah, send them back over the country. Where's that Boris R. Comlet? Kick them on the other side. Get tough on crime. Because that was crime against humanity is what I saw.
Crime against America right there.
You can't lose to Japan 42-18 in football. That's our sport. We can't get bombed. We bomb them.
This is me walking away from that one.
No, we did. I didn't say I'm not going to spike the ball. I'm saying,
did we all do our threes? Or ones,
I got my number. I got my number one.
Yeah.
And I think I might be able to medal at this too, and that is fencing, because I don't even think they know how to score it. Also, mm-hmm. and I think I would come in just.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what I'm doing. They would have no chance.
You'd be like a Three Musketeers chocolate bar commercial from 1994. Oh, just
wheeling it up and
I could see it.
I'd just be jumping all over the place. They didn't know what to do.
But you have a thin curled mustache as you did.
I would have to, yes.
I picture you as Dustin Hoffman in Pan fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Good form, Peter. Good form.
I don't know if I could get that that twirl Hoffman has is next level.
We all know our limitations.
Yeah.
It's great when you can see that and admit it.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
I think I have to go that the soul patch, the long soul patch with the long mustache.
You're a member of Buck Cherry.
Yes.
Buck Cherry. That's what I have to do. Where the fuck did that reference come from?
It came from the other day. Yeah, took it
like, what?
you're crazy, Mitch.
That's like the most.
In a moment, man.
You know, on a podcast full of obscure references, that one,
Do you remember where you were in July of 2008? Because let me tell you, Buck Cherry really had a month.
Shit, that might have been like 04.
It was. So, yeah. I think I'm thinking of the plain white tees by saying 2008. Yeah. Jesus.
Hey there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah, and the person that I used to know who just vanished on everyone. Yeah.
You might be thinking of the Go Go Go's. They're one where they're on the treadmills, that video.
Look at Ski. Like, Ski just has to top you with obscure references, doesn't he? Like, he just can't let it
go. Yeah, I'm blanking on that one.
I'm trying to get his year right. You're saying the 2008. I don't think it was Buck Cherry.
Try not to age me too much by saying 2008. Thank you for removing the carpet or the cloak of it being aged, old. Sorry, I was trying to, do a thing. So it's an audio medium. Just let it lie.
We're video medium now. They know.
We are? On what?
Twitch.tv/abrog87.
Fuck is a Twitch? Fuck is a Twitch? Back in my day, a Twitch was just, a little twitch in the eye when you saw your enemy from 15 feet away at a bar.
One's from the chat. WCP says 10-meter pistol or skeet shooting. Booble says javelin. Throw a stick. Damn right. Throwing sticks, throwing rocks. Like, that's where the Olympics were built, man. So
sounds like Booble wants to go to the Highland Games more of the Olympics. Where
it sounds like
chucking rocks and big pieces of wood. Yeah.
Throwing those logs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Booble says honorable mention speed walking. I gotta say, like, that's the most ridiculous looking sport.
The aesthetics are terrible.
It's crazy.
The hips and the shoulders.
I don't know if I have the hip movement to be able to speed walk.
Oh, you do.
Throw their hip out every time they move.
Yeah. Listen, half of life's whole mission is in your hips. I believe in your hips. Yeah. You have you know, rotors in your hips. You got liquid in your hips. They're very fluid.
Get Chubbs in your ear, man. It's all in the hips. Yep. Yeah. If you don't support yourself, let us support you and build you up. Yeah. You got this, man.
When you dance, can you move your hips?
I can, but it hurts.
Well, never mind then.
A lot of things that still hurts.
Yeah, none of us said breakdancing, Booble says. First of all, no. As WCP said, it's breaking, not breakdancing. Yeah. I mean,
it's in our blood. We should be able to get bronze at least.
It's America, yeah.
As a random aside, before you kind of probably put a bow on this.
Leave, yes.
Is it weird? And I know it's not a first time thing, but it always weirds me out where there's still like 5, 4, 5, 6, 7 days left in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And American Olympians are back home in the States doing their like victory tour in their hometown or their college or town, whatever, wherever it is. Do they go back? Like, do they get a flight back? They're just like, you know, want to know what? I don't want to sleep in the village for another 7 days, but I will do another 19-hour flight.
Probably, like, because closing ceremonies they have to be back for. But if you win a gold, it's like, yeah, go on your media tour and get your money.
If you win, right? Yes. I think if you don't get gold, just go bum around Europe for those 7 days. It's like, but yeah, go make your money.
Trust me, it's probably not bumming around. I got to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, have you not seen all the posts and stuff of these Olympic athletes? Like, I can't afford my rent. No, there's been other people like, oh, I'm going there and getting like all my health shit taken care of because it's free. It's like
USA, USA, NCAA, NCAA, man.
Doing great.
We're doing great. Because right. I saw there was a skateboarder who's been back in the States for like 7 days his tour. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you were there for like two. Like, were you in like the pre-Olympics, like before the opening? I just thought it was weird.
Like skateboarders too. Like they're like, he's probably rich. And so he probably just goes to France all the time. And
maybe. Yeah. I never heard of the guy. I don't watch sports.
Good for you. We're on the same page. Ski's our sports guy. Yeah. All right. We good. Movie on Sunday is The Baker. It's on Hulu. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.